This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
This morning, we'll be talking about Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation. And starting the topic off this morning with the golf course, because the golf course, it was shut down for quite some time. So I guess let's start the conversation with Trey Adams, director of the golf course at Old Fort Park. So, Trey, when did the golf course shut down and what all took place out there?
We shut the course down in mid-March, but before that, we started bunker renovations in January, but shut the course down completely in mid-March for greens renovation.
And how big of a renovation project was all of this?
It was just over $1.5 million total was the cost, but the greens renovation and the bunker renovation was the bulk of the work.
So you have that all reopening officially, what, Friday?
Friday, yes, that's correct.
So have you already got a lot of people calling saying, I'm going to be there?
It is completely booked up Friday.
I would imagine. Thomas, are you headed out there? Thomas Laird with us as well?
I want to let the true golfers have their first shot
at it. That's kind of you.
And I understand the course is a little bit harder now, so I'm not sure I need to play.
Is it going to be a lot harder?
We're still waiting on the official course rating, but from the back tees, it's longer. From the four tees, it should be equally playable, so more playable.
So how big of a difference is the golf course, I mean, overall compared to how it used to be?
I think the main two things are the greens. They were replaced. We had bent grass, which is a cool season grass. It did great in the spring and the fall. Didn't do well in the summer, which is when we're the busiest. So we replaced that with the warm season grass. And so it'll hold up better, you know, during those busy summer months. And then the other things, those greens, though, were like 21 years old. And so at some point, it's kind of like a roof. You just, you know, have to replace them. Same way with the bunkers. They were the same age, 21 years old. So the drainage systems and those weren't working correctly. So we replaced the drainage, the bunker liners, the sand, the rework some of them, move some of them. People hit it further now. So some of those had to, change locations and shape. So they're more playable. And should be a better quality sand in there for that.
And the Old Fort Golf Course, I mean, it's surrounded for the most part by the Stones River. Have you had any problems with the river being that, right there all those years?
We, on occasion, do get some flooding during really heavy rains. Since I've been at the course a little over, I guess, 5.5 years now, and probably about 3 to 4 times I've seen the river up out of the banks. That's really the main thing.
So no real damage there really from the river.
We've had some after the renovation was completed, sometime in May, early May, we had a pretty heavy rain, and the river got up out of the banks, and actually one of the highest points we've ever seen it. And so almost all the bunkers on the front nine, we had to go in and kind of remove some of the top layer of sand and replace it because it got debris in there from the river. But nothing major.
And I would imagine people need to schedule tee times, right? They usually can't just drop in, or what is it like
there? Definitely schedule tee times. We recommend that. And we take tee times 5 days in advance, online, over the phone, or in person.
So how busy is that golf course? I mean, no telling on how much busier it'll be with the renovations and everything, but in the past, how busy has it been?
We average it's kind of weird in the golf industry. COVID really almost re-sparked a lot of people's interest in golf. And since that point, we've been averaging about 50,000 rounds a year. Most private clubs are somewhere in the 25,000 rounds a year, so we're probably twice as busy as them. And I was telling Thomas before I walked in that today, this morning, we started taking tee times at 7 a.m. for Sunday. And within a minute, the first tee time was about 2:45 in the afternoon. So when we started booking at, 7 a.m., pretty busy.
So do people book those online or do they call in?
They can do both, but online is going to be the quickest way to get something if you want something early.
And then do they pay whenever they're booking online?
They put in a credit card to hold the reservation, but they don't pay till they get to the course.
And then how much is it to play golf there?
Weekends, it's $65. If you're a Murfreesboro resident, if you live in the city of Murfreesboro, you get a discount. It's $59 on the weekends. Weekdays are 55, and residents play for 50.
And then out-of-towners, $100,000 each.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That golf course, it's got a pretty lengthy history. I'm trying to think when it first opened. I don't remember what year it was.
1985 was when the course first opened, I believe in the fall. So we're coming up on 40 years next year.
That's cool. Now I
think they opened the same right around the same time Sportscom opened.
Okay. Yeah, that's a long history then.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how long the other courses in town have been open, you know, like Indian Hills and Stones River. I have no clue.
I'm not certain. I've heard some dates, but I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Old Fort, that's been there a long time. Great place to play, and a lot of people, I'm sure, will be coming out there a whole lot with the new changes.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing everybody for sure.
Also with us this morning, we have Lynn Caldwell, who is in marketing with Murfreesboro Parks and Rec. So what all is happening in your department right now?
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on. We always do. And you know, it really ramps up here in the fall with lots of activities. We're super excited about the golf course opening. So that's going to be really fun. We have this weekend the Hummingbird Festival. Do you remember me talking about that? That's on August 31st, and that's out at the Wilderness Station. And that's just a really cool, neat thing that they do. They've been doing it for about 3 or 4 years now, I believe. But they start off with live bird banding. And I think there's a lot of people that really enjoy birds now, and specifically hummingbirds. So you can come out early and kind of watch that. We safely capture them and then band them so that we can kind of track and see the different birds that are coming back and forth. There's going to be all kinds of activities, lots of different vendors selling different arts and crafts and things like that with birds, food trucks, just all kinds of cool stuff happening.
How do they go about catching a hummingbird? You know, they're small and quick.
Yes, they set up I hate to use the word trap, but it's like a little, it's everything is safe, obviously, but the birds fly in there, and then they're able to, we have somebody obviously that's an expert in that goes in there and then gets the bird out of there and then bands it with this tiny little band. But it's really neat. Last year, I know when I was there, to see the certain birds that have come back, like, you know, year after year. So that's kind of neat. But yeah, they go in there with, you know, to get the food, to get the nectar and so forth and stuff. And then if you're there, when they get them, they will let you, they'll let people from the audience and guests, like, put the hummingbird in their hand and then let it fly out.
That's
so a lot of people
cool.
really like that.
I've never held a hummingbird before.
Well, Scott, this is your opportunity.
Yeah. It's a big opportunity right here.
I think these birds migrate all the way to Mexico.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
It's amazing a bird that small travels that great a distance.
It is. I wonder how long that takes. Have you ever heard? You know, it takes several hours.
The expert that we have, I cannot remember her name off the top of my head now, but she talks a lot the whole time while she's doing that. So people ask those questions. So she's very informative. So it's pretty neat.
I would imagine that'd be a long flight, but some of them actually come back to Tennessee after they go all the way to Mexico.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I can't imagine making that kind of a trip. You know, that's wild that birds do that. And then also coming up, what else is happening?
Then the next week we've got the Borough Beach Party. So we'll be closing the pool soon. So a lot of people have been using that all summer, and that's been really fun and exciting. But we do have our Borough Beach Party for Labor Day, and that's on Monday, September 2nd, starting at 10. And so you can kind of come out, you know, swim. There'll be different games and things like that we have happening, and just enjoy that day out there at Borough Beach.
So Labor Day, is that the official, you know, last day to swim?
That's when it closes, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Pool will officially close, and then we'll be getting ready. And then the following week, I think, is the Pumpy Plunge. So people are able to bring their pets out for a swim before we go into winter mode and get the pool completely shut down.
This may be one of the hottest weeks we've had,
right.
Ironically.
Yeah. So it'll be
the best week
there,
for
yes.
the pool party.
That's
yes.
right. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, the pool will be closing this week, and Monday will be your last opportunity to go to Borough Beach. So if you've been putting that off and thinking you want to take the grandkids or the kids to the pool, this is the week to do it.
And then Monday, the big pool party.
The big part.
Yes.
The big part.
And then how late will that be open on Monday, the pool?
They go to 5 o'clock, so usually 4:30, 4:45, they'll start getting people out of the water and shutting down. It closes at 5, though.
And then the big puppy plunge, tell us more about that one.
The puppy plunge is actually September 28th, so it's kind of at the end of the month. Again, that's right before. There's no humans allowed in the water. That was a really, really neat event that I got to go to for the first time last year. There were hundreds of dogs. And the dogs behave and they just run around and, you know, they just splash in the water and several of them swim. It's a really neat thing. It's free. You just come out. Sometimes we do take donations. We usually have vendors out there too, like different dog vendors and things like that where you can get information. But it's just a really fun day. And that's just something that they started doing to let the dogs get in the water right before they clean the pool and so forth. But it's... if you've got a dog, I would definitely suggest bringing them out. And if not, I don't have a dog, but it was super cool just to go watch. I mean, it was neat. It's a really, really fun day.
So that's September 28th. And
yes.
That is free again, the puppy plunge. And then what else have you got happening?
Then we also have another one of our favorites is the Greenway Arts Festival. And that is going to be at Old Fort Park. And that's on September 21st. And that is just another really neat festival. It's kind of... just situated right in there amongst the greenway, so it's really pretty. Last year we had some rain and we still had a lot of people come out. Hopefully this year the weather will cooperate and we'll have tons, but we've got about 75 to 100 different vendors that come out. This is a vetted show, meaning that they have to show their art, whatever they're doing, first to make sure it's very artistic and handmade and so forth and stuff. So it's a great place to come out and get Christmas gifts, or if you're looking for art or jewelry, you know, handmade things like that. So they're from people from all over. The vendors come from all over. And then we also have, because this is put on by Cultural Arts, we also have a lot of live performances. We actually set up two different stages on each side of the park with just live performances throughout the day. So it's a great chance to come out and catch some entertainment. You know, watch that. Again, we have food trucks and just a lot of fun.
And that is all part of the Greenway Arts Festival, September 21st. There is a lot happening at Old Fort Park. I mean, everything from changes to the golf course to a skate park. And there's other things, too, like the... the tennis courts and all that?
We've got a tennis court renovation going on right now, and we've just installed the new skate park, which is a huge success. I mean, all hours of the day and night, we have skaters of all ages. It's really phenomenal, just the generations that come together there at skate park and seem to get along and cooperate.
So is it open at night as well?
Well, it's the park closes at dusk, so... but they stay there until you run them out.
So I bet.
We're working on, hopefully in the future, getting some restroom facilities and perhaps some lighting and stuff. But right now it's open and a big success. We also have the renovation of the 8 courts. We'll be doing 6 tennis courts and 6 pickleball courts. The hitting wall is up. The lights have gone up. They're working on wiring that. The drainage is done. And then what they're doing... with the old courts is they've gone in where anywhere there was cracks or damaged asphalt, they have cut that out and then replaced it with asphalt. And the next step will be to go over that with a geotextile type barrier. And then they'll add 2 inches of asphalt to that before coloring the courts and stuff. So we've removed the trees that caused the cracks to begin with. And then in addition to those efforts, we're also having a concrete band poured all the way around the courts to keep that separation and keep everything contained. So hopefully these courts will be there for many, many, many years to come without the issue of the cracks that we've had in the past.
And that was one of Murfreesboro's first real parks, right?
It really was. Old Fort was, the land was donated, and I believe they built the courts back in the 70s, and from there... the city's kind of taken over the county. You remember that used to be the horse arena and the old fairgrounds, I guess.
They had truck shows.
And the ag center.
Everything else out there.
And all that was there. So the county schools in the city partnered in the early 2000s to build the 16 courts. And then we worked with MTSU to build the Adams Tennis Complex. Our next project there at Old Fort, we're hoping to renovate the ball field. It's been there for a very long time, but we are in a shortage of ball fields here, so we didn't want to take it out of service, so we're going to renovate it, give it just one more place to play there at Old Fort.
Now, going back to golf, now, there is also kind of like a beginner course for folks. Where is that, and how does that work?
So it's Bloomfield Links. You can walk over from the Old Fort Golf Course. It's about a 500-yard walk. You can access that through the greenway Or you can drive over. It's off Medical Center Parkway. And, yeah, it's six holes. It's an all-day fee. And so if you're a child 18 and under, you can come into the golf course at Old Fort and sign up for the Kids Play Free program. It's part of a grant through the Tennessee Golf Foundation and Scott Stallings, PGA Tour player. You know, if you're an adult, you can pay $8. You can play all day. We also have a senior rate of $5 for all-day fees over there.
So are there that many people learning how to play golf for the first time here in Murfreesboro?
There are. There's always been people that are, I think, that are interested in golf, but you always have the kids. We've got a lot of kids programs that start, at age around age 3 or 4 with Starting New at Golf. That's run by Emily Miller, our player development professional. But you've got kids programs, and then you've got new adult programs. We've got programs for veterans. There's a lot of folks learning how to play golf, for sure.
Now, speaking of veterans, the course that used to be at the Veterans VA Hospital, that's no longer there, right?
That course, yeah, that land was the VA Hospital's land. So the city was operating off a one-year lease to run the course. Both parties decided that land could be, utilized better. The VA wanted the land for other projects, and so that's what they've got now.
And then once again, the Old Fort Park Golf Course, that officially reopens on Friday.
That's correct, yes, on Friday.
Friday.
We are having a ceremonial tee-off at 8:30 to kind of just celebrate that. So that'll be neat. So anyone's welcome to come out and watch that. And
who's hitting the official tee-off golf ball for the ceremony?
We're still working on the list, but likely the mayor, maybe the city manager, head of the golf commission, some folks like that.
Sounds like they've got a group together already.
It does. It'd be funny if you found a bunch of people who didn't know how to hit a golf ball, hit the first one. But that, again, is going to be on Friday. And 8:30 in the morning, yes. This Friday. Now, with the tennis complex there in Old Fort Park, is that one that is mainly used by MTSU, or is that one that's open to the public and anybody can come out there?
It's a public facility. It operates similar to a lot of our recreation facilities. There's a fee, a lack of a better term, membership fee, or a pass, a annual pass that you can purchase for individuals or families. Of course, we have daily rates as well. And then there's lots of programs for kids and adults alike. But it's open to the public. That's MTSU's home facility for their indoor season. So they'll play through the months of December and January until it's time to get back outside. And now that they have their new facility, they no longer play their outdoor matches at Adams. They'll play that at MTSU and their beautiful new tennis facility.
And then
we do also have on September 20th the ATC's closed city tournament, which is I don't know the number of years, Thomas might, but it's one of the longest running tournaments in the city, I believe. But that is open, and all the information for that is on the website. But anybody can play in that, city residents and so forth. But it's a lot of fun. They have a lot of different things. So if you're a beginner or if you're advanced, there's lots of different levels and championships and just kind of a whole weekend of fun.
Yeah, don't let the name discourage you from playing. A lot of history with the name. And so while it is called the City Closed Tennis Tournament, it is open to anyone with it.
And then, go ahead. I interrupted
it's
you.
70. I think this is the 76th year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That we've had that tournament. So it goes back a long way.
Now, the Miracle League, there are things going on there this time of year. What's happening out there in front of SportsCom?
Well, we're in our fall season. So we play two seasons a year with the Miracle League. We've got a little over 120 athletes participating this season on 10 teams. So we'll play two games on Friday nights and three games on Saturdays. Now, we're off this weekend due to the holiday, but anytime anyone wants to come out, it's a really good atmosphere. It's a great Friday night or Saturday morning to spend time watching the games and enjoying the games, cheering on the athletes. That's one of those programs that's really changed the culture in our community, and you know, made us a more accepting, inclusive community.
Are there, you know, things you can do there to volunteer at the Miracle Field?
Right. You can, if you'd like to volunteer at the Miracle Field, we have a volunteer coordinator. You can go through our website and reach out to either Michael McCafferty or Angie Keating, who is our volunteer coordinator, or leave them a post on Facebook. We can get that. Typically with the buddies, though, we match every athlete up with a – we try to have a high school baseball, softball players or those higher-level athletes because keeping in mind that we do adults as well, and some of them can hit the ball pretty hard, but – you know, part of baseball is being out there and being in the field, but we want to be sure that our buddies have the skill set to protect the players.
And then lunch on the plaza. Tell us a little bit about that, because is that starting back up or has it already started?
Yeah, that's starting back up. So it's going to be in September and October. And if you remember, we did that in April and May, and it was a huge success. I think people really enjoyed it. A lot of people have been asking us, when are you starting back up again? So it's going to be a little cooler, which will be nice, or hopefully, maybe. I don't know. It should be. But yeah, so lunch on the plaza will start back. It'll be every Friday. In September and October, starting at 11, we'll have a lineup of about 4 to 5 different food trucks that come out. We always try to like get a good variety. Those will always be listed on our social media and on the website and on the city's website. So anyway, we're excited about that. We like to have some entertainment. So it's just a great time, you know, to utilize that space in front of City Hall, the Civic Plaza, and just have people come out. We have tables and chairs set up. So if you want to grab lunch and eat outside with your friends, or, you know, take it back to the office, whatever works best for you. But it's just a great way to get out on a Friday, use that space, you know, get some fresh air and enjoy.
All right. And again, that starts when?
That starts on, I think it's September 6th.
Sounds good. Now, yes. Is there anything else going on that we may have left off?
We have lots going on.
Always.
There's lots happening.
We have opportunities for... you know, we have adult sports, fitness, wellness classes at both Sports Common Patterson, full entourage. You can go to our website and see a full list of activities, mostly daily activities.
How we always say, check out that things to do calendar. We keep that updated, so everybody like lets us know what they have happening in all the different facilities. You know, there's Cannonsburg, there's Bradley. Just check those out. We've always got something happening.
Sounds good. And the fitness classes, Thomas, what types of fitness classes are you talking about here?
From aerobic type fitness classes to stretching. We have, for our seniors in particular, we have a lot of classes at the Senior Center that is a sales program, helps work on balance and reduce falls. Of course, we have strength training over at Patterson Park. They do the triathlon training, and we've got a really energetic crew over there that works with these distance runners and pretty much any fitness element that you want to get involved with. We have someone that can help you with that.
Yeah, and just ask. I mean, really any level. We were just out there this weekend, you know, celebrating Patterson's 45th anniversary, and just whatever level of fitness that you're interested in, just go and talk with them. But both SportsComs and Patterson have tons of different activities going on.
The website?
MurfreesboroParks.com.
Easy enough. MurfreesboroParks.com.
Yep,
and again, with us this morning, we have Lynn Caldwell, Trey Adams, and Thomas Laird, all part of Murfreesboro Parks and Rec.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offers energy-saving tips during the hot summer months. Schedule heat-related chores like cooking, cleaning, and laundry to early morning or evening hours. For more tips, go to mte.com/myenergyplan.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered. Our prices will normally meet internet prices. We also have PA and DJ equipment. Some lights, yes, we have that covered too. You can come rent a PA and sound system, do your karaoke, and bring it back. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, the one-stop shop where you have everything that you might need. 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. We started doing a limited time only menu, so once a month, we add new menu items to it for 1 month only. The meatloaf, which is one of our more popular ones at Demas's restaurant. We brought a salmon with a roasted pecan sauce on it. We have potato skins. We've had a wedge salad. You need to check it out, so come on over right now. Come eat with us at Demas's restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
CBS News special report. One more hostage just freed in Gaza. Reporter Linda Gradstein has what we know from Jerusalem.
There was an operation of Israeli special forces, and they somehow went into a tunnel in southern Gaza and freed this hostage.
The IDF says the man was abducted by Hamas gunmen during the October 7th attack.
His name is Qaid Farhan al-Qadi. He's a Bedouin. He's 52 years old, and the army says that he is in good health. It says it was a complex operation, but is not giving any more details.
Hamas abducted about 250 people. The group is believed to still hold about 110 of them. A third already dead.
The representatives of the hostage family say that it's a miracle, but that the only way to release all of the hostages is by a ceasefire deal.
The man released today worked as a guard at a packing factory at a kibbutz. He has two wives and 11 children. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.